From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star.
Yes, Unisync Corp. The symbol is UNI, and it trades on the TSX Venture Exchange. Right now, trading at a share price of $4.05, a market cap of $54 million. The stock was trading at about $3.40 on June 28th, and in the last 2 weeks, it's risen 20%. So what does Unisync do? Well, they have two business segments, Unisync Group and Peerless Garments. Unisync Group is a customer-focused provider of corporate apparel. So some of the companies that they work for, some of the brands are Air Canada, Home Hardware, Purolator, Shoppers Drug Mart, and Telus. And their other subsidiary, Peerless Garments, specializes in the production and distribution of highly technical protective garments used typically by military and other segments of the government, such as municipal workers, federal and provincial workers as well. So this is typically high performance garments. What's driving the stock? Well, on June 28th, coinciding with the beginning of the share price surge, Unisync's wholly owned subsidiary, Unisync Group, received the top award within the category of Best Design for Corporate Clothing for the recently launched apparel package for 25,000 plus domestic and international employees of Air Canada. So that gives them great recognition in the industry. They have a large contract here. They've obviously executed it on it well, and they've received recognition for that. More important to us is how is this success actually translating to the financial results overall? So the company issued their Q1 results on May 3rd. Excellent financial performance. Revenue was $36.4 million, up 167% year over year. Net income was $6.4 million compared to a net loss of $300,000 in the same quarter in the previous year. On a diluted per share basis, that's 48 cents in net income compared to a loss of 2 cents. And adjusted EBITDA was $9.5 million compared to only $0.2 million in the same period in the previous year. I'll just read a key quote from management regarding the results. The improvement in net income reflects a return to more normal gross profit margins following a significant and sustained period of reduced margins caused by a precipitous drop in the value of the Canadian dollar and its consequent effect on our cost of goods purchased offshore. The proven effect of economies of scale associated with greater absorption of fixed costs with increase in revenue also played a large role in the improved profitability. So essentially what they're saying here is that their profitability improved due to foreign exchange and then also operating leverage as their revenues have increased. Looking at the earnings on a trailing 12 months basis, the company has reported 55 cents in earnings per share. So that puts the valuation at about 7.4 times. EBITDA was 95 cents per share over the past year, which puts the valuation at just over 4 times. This appears to be very affordable considering the company's earnings. This combined with the company's excellent growth numbers make Unisync this week's star. We do have to caution, however, that this is just one quarter. We like those numbers. We're going to continue to follow the stock. We're going to dig further into them, but it's just one quarter. So depending upon what we come up with our research, this may or may not be something that is recommended to our clients in the near future.